right, for the last ticket, it will be 6-9-4-8.
Woo!
Let's go.
16 lottery winners, a judge, and the Menendez brothers enter a court hearing. This isn't set up for a joke. It's just a statement of fact for today. Hello and welcome to your LA Local for November 25th. I'm Sam Benson Smith. Up next, the LA hotel workers' minimum wage could jump next year, and again by the 2028 Olympics, if a proposed law passes. Some city lawmakers are balking at this prospect. And a Mojave Desert train car heist has seemingly been solved. The loot? $200,000 worth of Air Jordans. That's all coming up, but first, this. The Menendez brothers will not be home for the holidays. But their case saw at least some progress today, as two of their family members made their pitches for the brothers' release during a court hearing. My colleague Emily Valdez was in the courtroom and has the latest on when Lyle and Eric may walk free.
Lyle and Eric Menendez kind of appeared via WebEx. Their video didn't work, so we couldn't see them in the courtroom, but they could see us and hear us, and we could hear them. The big surprise was the older sister of Kitty Menendez. Her name is Joan Vandermolden. She's going to be 93 years old tomorrow. She was sworn in and took the stand and in several ways said the brothers were repeatedly molested by Jose, the father, and she pleaded for the judge to let them out.
I do want them home. They should never have been in such situations.
We also heard from 85-year-old Teresita Menendez-Balot. She is Jose's older sister. She told the judge something happened in that family. I don't know what. I wasn't there. But she asked the judge for leniency and said after 35 years, she wants the boys released. The judge also postponed the December 11th hearing back to January 30th and 31st. He said he has to go through 17 boxes of evidence, and he hasn't had time to do it.
There's a lot of material. Each trial was 6 months long, so there's a lot of material to go through.
Robert Rand is the journalist who uncovered the new evidence supporting the boys' claims they were molested by Jose. And we're switching DAs as well. Nathan Hochman also needs to review the evidence.
And then Eric and Lyle have almost 30 years of confidential records from their time in prison. And so those are also part of what's being considered.
The brothers were sentenced to life in prison without parole in 1996 for the 1989 murders of their parents, Kitty and Jose Menendez.
If you were walking along Van Nuys Boulevard this morning and you saw a gaggle of folks gathering, grasping tickets, what would you think they were up to? Waiting for a new sneaker release? Staking out their spots for Black Friday? Lining up extra early for the next inevitable Raising Cane's to open in L.A.? All three would be solid guesses, and all three would be wrong. That's because those folks that you would have seen if you were there were circulating around the Van Nuys courthouse, waiting for their lucky number to be called, to sit in on the previously mentioned Menendez brothers court hearing. Because of the surge in public interest with the recent developments in the case, and before that, the Netflix documentary, court officials held a lottery for a chance to get to sit in. My colleague John Baird was there at the drawing this morning.
All right, the next ticket, 6930.
There were only 16 seats available for the public up in the courtroom, so you can bet the people were thrilled when their numbers came up and they were selected in the lottery outside.
All right, the next number is 6923.
Oh, yes. Congratulations.
You got in?
Yes.
Oh, so how do you feel about this?
I feel excited, kind of nervous.
One man came all the way from San Diego. Others were from the L.A. area, but many of them said they had hoped that the Menendez brothers would ultimately be released. So do you think that they should be given the chance to do this? Do you think they should be released? Where do you stand?
I say let them out. I think you should let them out.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have been punished so harshly to begin with. I think it's long overdue to reassess.
Still, getting into the courthouse didn't mean they'd catch a glimpse of the Menendez brothers. They weren't here in person. They were appearing by video from their prison in San Diego.
Under a proposed city law, the L.A. hotel worker minimum wage would rise to $25 an hour early next year and jump to $30 for the 2028 Olympics. Additionally, larger hotels would be required to provide their workers with health care. These all seem like positives, right? So where's the story in all of this? Well, some L.A. lawmakers aren't sure that the hotel industry and the city can handle the financial burden. Councilmember Bob Blumenfield shared his concerns with my colleague Craig Figner.
We want to be a tourist-friendly town because that's L.A. and because we get a lot of money from TOT tax, which is tourism. And we want to make sure that what we do in terms of these kinds of policies don't undermine our tourism dollars.
Well, let me jump in there. So a group that represents larger hotels, they're coming to me and saying, hey, we've got 40,000 rooms blocked for LA 28. And with this wage increase, by the time we get to LA 28, the cost of doing business for these hotels is prohibitive. You're going to have trouble with hotel rooms being fulfilled that we previously guaranteed before we knew you were going to increase our cost of doing business. That's their argument. Does that jeopardize the passage of this?
Sure, it's a major factor. And so we'll see, you know, whether or not there's some modifications that are made that will help assuage some of those concerns.
Los Angeles council members are scheduled to vote on the measure early next month. Now, all of this comes within the larger context of unprecedented labor wins by hotel workers in Los Angeles over the last year. Unite Here Local 11, which represents 32,000 hospitality workers in LA and Orange counties, utilized a series of rolling work stoppages to help secure historic deals with 65 hotels that included $10 wage hikes, guaranteed staffing levels, and higher pensions. If that story piques your interest, I encourage you to read my colleague Kate Gallagher's incredible feature reporting on it from this summer. Just Google how workers took on LA's hotel industry and won, and throw in KNX News there to make sure you get to our website, and that story should come right up. It was an absolute pleasure to edit, and I guarantee you it's a pleasure to read. Coming up after the break, apparently old-timey train heists are back in style. $200,000 worth of Nike Air Jordans have been recovered by law enforcement, and the suspected thieves are now behind bars. According to the California Highway Patrol, they were stolen from a train container up in Amboy in the Mojave Desert. You know Amboy, former boomtown off Route 66. It's got Roy's Motel and Cafe with the big old neon sign. You pass through there if you want to tempt fate and drive to Vegas the old way. Anyway, officers from the CHP Border Division pulled over a U-Haul outside of Anaheim and found the contraband kicks and burglary tools in the vehicle. Seven suspects have been arrested and booked on felony grand theft. No word on if the suspects officially violated their U-Haul renter agreement. Jennifer Lopez will be picking up some more hardware out in the desert. Today, it was announced that Lopez will be presented with the Legend and Groundbreaker Award at Variety's Creative Impact Awards as part of the Palm Springs International Film Festival. The honor comes as awards buzz continues to build for her performance as Judy Robles, the mother of a collegiate wrestler born with one leg in the new film Unstoppable. She'll be honored alongside Variety's annual class of 10 directors to watch. Lopez was last honored at the Palm Springs International Film Festival in 2020 when she took home the Spotlight Award for her performance in Hustlers. If you couldn't tell by all the Metro buses suddenly decked out in red and white and green and Dean Cain, the 92nd annual Hollywood Christmas Parade is coming up on Sunday. My colleague Karen Adams has all the details on what to expect from the event this year.
Lion dancers will be among the floats, marching bands, and performers at this year's Christmas parade, which supports the Marine Toys for Tots. So if you come, bring a toy.
You can bring donations, new unwrapped toys, to the lobby of the Roosevelt Hotel, which is a donation drop-off point this year.
Also, expect road closures around Hollywood Boulevard.
So we want to remind you that if you plan on attending, that you plan ahead if you're going to be traveling to the area. And be sure to read all of the posted no stopping temporary signs that are posted. Information about the road closures can be found at ladot.lacity.org.
The parade kicks off December 1st at 6 p.m. on Hollywood Boulevard, and of course will feature none other than Santa himself.
Well, 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 I would like to see you all here at the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Who can refuse Santa?
And that's the LA Local for November 25th. So, what'd you think? Fire feedback over to lalocal@knxnews.com. And give us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be great. And if you like the show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, tune in to KNX News 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, and or download the Odyssey app and search KNX to hear all the latest updates on LA. I promise you, we'll be on air. I'm Sam Benson-Smith. Have a good one.